Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom to you all, my dear friends and dear brothers and sisters. We are blessed to continue with the study together of the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Yohanan. And in this ministry meeting, we are going to conclude with the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John. I think this passage in the Gospel of John is very important to help us appreciate that which Yeshua, Jesus, our Lord and our Messiah, sought to present before the spiritual leaders of Israel, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and actually before all men today, religious men and non-religious men. How wonderful this passage that really present before us the fact that there is and there are witnesses to witness concerning the claims that the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, claimed to be God the Son, to be the Son of God, Ben HaElohim, also to be co-equal with HaAbba, with the Father, and one of the triunity persons of the Godhead. I believe that this is so important because, again, once and again, the theme and the purpose that Yohanan, John, wrote this fourth gospel is that the one who hears of the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, will become a believer on him. And you remember in John chapter 20 and verse 30 and 31, we have already mentioned it many times, and I'm mentioning this again in this ministry meeting. And many other signs, in Hebrew, otot, and many other signs truly did Yeshua in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. That is the Gospel of Yohanan, the Gospel of John. But these are written that ye might believe, notice there, that ye might believe that Yeshua is the Mashiach, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Christos, the Mashiach, the Anointed One, and he continue, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God hath not life, shall not have life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So now please follow me as I'm reading in John chapter 5 from verse 30 to the end of the chapter to verse 47. And I'm reading, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he beareth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from men, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of Yohanan. for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, Moshe, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moshe, Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writing, how shall ye believe my words? Now, my dear brothers and sisters, beloved friend, this is such an amazing passage that we have here before us in John chapter 5. It is so important for us to grasp what Yeshua is seeking to teach here and what the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaElohim, seek to emphasize in this passage. If we only allow the Spirit of God to speak to us, we will see how important this passage here in John chapter 5 and verses 30 to 47. You see, in this passage of the Gospel of John, John is presenting before us once again the importance of the deity of the Mashiach, the deity of the Messiah. And here, to remind you, the Lord Jesus is continuing here in his deliberation with the spiritual leaders of Israel, to remind you that in the pool of Bethesda, Yeshua healed that man that was for 38 years had an infirmity, and he said to him, "Rise up, take up the bed, and walk." The problem was, of course, that he did this on the Shabbat day, and that displeased the Jewish leaders of Israel, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And we read that the Jewish people, the spiritual leaders of Israel, were not happy because Yeshua did this on a Shabbat day. Now, always bear in mind, when we are speaking here in the Gospel of John, Beit Chasda, in the city of Jerusalem, all the story, all the event happened among the Jewish people. In a sense, what we read here is an event that occur in between the Jewish community. It happened there. We have this Jewish man who was for 38 years had an infirmity. The disciples were there. They were also came from Galilee, the Jewish people from the Galilee. Yeshua the Messiah is in the midst there, and he himself was born to the Virgin Miriam among his Jewish people. The reason that I'm saying it is because whenever you read the Jews in the context of the Gospel of John, it's always emphasized the Jewish leaders. The whole community there was, it's a Jewish event that happened right here in the city of Jerusalem. And it is always important to bear in mind, because now he is continuing to speak. He already declared that he is equal with God the Father. Now imagine, he is not speaking in any place in the world that the nations of the world did not know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's speaking to a people, to our nation, that knew and believed and had the Torah in their hand. And therefore, it was such a conflict that existed because the Torah should have let our people, the Jewish leaders, to know that he was the Mashiach. But over the generation, there were so many things that had been added. Instead of going only by the written law, there was the belief in oral law that went beyond what the written law had been commanded for the people of Israel. And therefore, you can see what is going on here, because the conflict went simply between the Messiah that came to fulfill the law for the nation of Israel and introduce himself as the king of Israel, and the Israelis, the Jewish people, the Jewish leaders who did not want to recognize him because they have departed from that which was given by the Torah, by Moshe himself. So notice what we read here now. So we saw that he healed the man that was for 30 years in had an infirmity. He says, rise up, take up thy bed and walk. He did it. Yeshua did it on a Shabbat day. Then Yeshua continued in the verses we studied earlier that he claimed to be equal with the Father. And we read that he said in these passages that verse 20, for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. And again, you remember how the spiritual leaders of Israel were not happy that he claimed to be equal with the Father. And that's where we read the verses previously, that they were not happy. They actually wanted to stone him because he claimed to be equal with the Father. And so now, beloved friends, we are coming to this passage, verses 30 to verse 47, in which we learn that Yeshua claimed that there are witnesses to prove that he was a divine person. And so you notice that the scripture, the word of God, the Torah, the Tanakh that was given in days of old, did provide and required that there will always be more than one person to give a witness in order to set things right. In fact, there is the verse that is found in Deuteronomy chapter 19 says, in Hebrew, al pi shnei edim, or al pi shlosha edim yakum davar. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 15. And so now the Lord Yeshua the Messiah is now, you might say, proving to the spiritual leaders of Israel that he is not only saying of himself, claiming that he is the Mashiach, that he is the Messiah, like many others have done it in past days, like Antiochus Epiphanes, who claimed that he is God and wanted people to worship him some couple of hundred years before Jesus the Messiah came, and like the Antichrist in the future day, the counterfeit Messiah, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he will claim to be God, he will sit in the temple and claim that he is divine, seeking everyone to worship him. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4 about the one that is the man of sin, verse 3, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. In other words, the counterfeit Messiah will do so in the future. And many have done that before the Mashiach, the true Messiah, came, like Antiochus Epiphanes and many others who claim to be the Messiahs. And like in this church age in which we live in, there were those who claimed to be the Messiah, claimed to be divine. These 2,000 years of church history, people who claim that they are the Messiah. And you can see it happen throughout the history of the human race, that someone always rises up being influenced by Satan, claiming that he is a divine person, that he is equal with God, or that he is God. But the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, now want to show the spiritual leaders of Israel that he does not claim this of himself, but that there are witnesses to prove that he is indeed the Messiah, equal with God the Father, and indeed God himself who became a man, the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Redeemer, to come to provide redemption for mankind. So listen, beloved brothers and sisters, to these verses 30 and 31. And so in verse 30, Yeshua said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. So now what he's telling these spiritual leaders of Israel, that he is co-dependent upon his Father, because he is God the Son, co-equal with God the Father. And anything that a Godhead does, there is always unity, harmony. All the triune persons of the Godhead, always throughout eternity, we know in Scripture, there is one mind, the mind of Elohim, the mind of God. Now that he have entered into this world and became a man for the purpose of redeeming the sinful human race, nothing changed because he is still divine. He is always Yeshua the Messiah, is God and man in one. And the reason that he took union humanity with his divine nature, because sin had to be paid for and punishment must come upon sin and a sinner. So God, in his love for man, took union humanity with his divine nature. God the Son became a man, and now he is living on earth until he would go to the cross, where the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, will die as man for the sin of this world. So we read here, notice, he says, I can of my own self do nothing, because what I hear, I judge. My own judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, I seek the will of my Father. You can see, in a sense, that he, even in his humanity here on earth, he showed complete dependence upon God the Father. In verse 31, the Lord Jesus said, I do not want to give witness of myself. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. In other words, you see, you must put in between the words, you will say that my witness is not true. In a sense, what he's saying to them, if I will give witness of myself, then you will say that my witness is not true. And why? Because Israel, throughout the history, knew on a basis of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19 and verse 15, that you never condemn anyone unless you do it on a basis of two or three witnesses. Let me read to you in Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. This is a God-given principle, that any condemnation, any accusation, must be based upon the two or three witnesses, shall any matter be established. And this is very important, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend. This is a principle that is carried on into the days in which we live in, into the new covenant, that it is only on the basis of two or three witnesses shall anything be established. It was the Apostle Shaul Paul who wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and he says, this is the third time that I am coming to you, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. In other words, he wanted the Corinthians themselves will understand. Any believer today, that we can never judge, we can never condemn, we can never evaluate anything unless there are two or three witnesses who are true witnesses concerning the things that we seek to find guidance from the Lord. So you notice verse 30 and verse 31 are very important verses. In verse 32, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, continued to say, there is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. And then you notice, he, of course, directing the thoughts of those who heard him, of course, to the person of God, that God is the one, the Father is the one who will bear witness of him, and he will be the one that will show that Yeshua is indeed truly came, sent by God the Father. But now, beloved friends, notice the human witness that we have here in this portion of Scripture is, first of all, the person of John Yohanan Hamadbil, John the Baptizer. And so now notice that in verses 33 and 34 and 35, in these verses, the first witness that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, bring, you might say, to the witness stand is John the Baptizer. It says in verse 33 about John, it says, ye sent unto John, unto Yohanan, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not the testimony from men, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He, this is John, Yohanan, he was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. So immediately, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, Yeshua is taking the spiritual leaders of Israel, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who did not want to acknowledge that he was indeed the Messiah, and that he was equal with God the Father, and that he was one of the triunities of the Godhead, and that he was divine, he was God the Son, he immediately directed them to John the Baptizer. And you remember in chapter 1 of this very same gospel, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same bear witness, you see, John bear witness, he bear witness to the light, that all men might believe in him. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, that the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So in other words, John the baptizer bore witness to that light, namely to the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And John proclaimed, if you remember, John says that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hikonu, be ready, prepare, because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, you remember what the Lord he says? John, bear witness, you sent to him someone to ask him about me. You remember it says in John chapter 1 and verse 15, John bear witness of him, namely of Yeshua the Messiah. And he cried and he said, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace, chesed al chesed. For the law was given by Moshe, but grace and truth came by Yeshua the Messiah. God gave the law, the holy law, through Moshe. But no other man, an ordinary man, could now become a redeemer. That's why God himself sent the Messiah Yeshua to fulfill the very law that he gave to Moshe. And so the Lord Jesus present before the spiritual leaders of Israel his first witness. You sent to John, John chapter 5 and verse 33, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I don't even receive only the testimony for men, but these things I say that ye might be saved. In other words, he's saying to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you send messengers to John. John bear witness concerning me. And I want you to know, I do not receive even the testimony from men, but whatever thing I say, that I say it because I want you to be saved. I want you to receive forgiveness of sins. And so in verse 35, John was to Israel like a burning and a shining light. He was like a burning and a shining light, the Lord Jesus say concerning John the baptizer. He was a burning and a shining light, but then notice what it says, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. And beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, for a season, you remember all Judea and all Jerusalem went down to John, Yohanan, by the Jordan River. And of course, there were the many that did come and repented and prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. But also the Pharisees and the Sadducees came down, and John had to reprove them. He says, bring works that meet for righteousness. And he wanted them to prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Savior. But sadly, as the Lord says, you were willing only for a season to rejoice in his light. But it was only for a season. It didn't take too long.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.